When you mom, as we homeschool moms do, we get introduced to activities and people by our homeschool kids that we did not imagine we would deep dive into. For me, Barbie movies, Harry Potter, the history of British monarchy, the history of the Titanic, chess and poker strategies, woodworking, the world of ballet, chemistry theories and experiments, anything related to fashion and makeup, and pop stars like Selena Gomez, Gracie Abrams, and Taylor Swift. And some of these activities and some of these people have more impact on us homeschool moms than we might ever have imagined. If we haven't met, I'm Teresa Wiedrich, the certified life coach and homeschool mentor found at www.capturingthecharmedlife.com. I'm here to support you, homeschool mom, to help you shed what's not working so you can show up in your homeschool and life authentically, confidently, and purposefully. So are you ready for it? Boom, boom, boom. Pretty sure you and I both know that I'm not able to use copyrighted material and definitely can't add a little tidbit from Taylor Swift's Eras concert, but I want you to imagine like you're there. Or maybe you can turn on the YouTube video that I just watched that energizes me as I share these thoughts with you today. So are you ready for it? Boom, boom, boom. So here I sit with my Taylor Swift bracelets, the ones that Rachel and I put together before we went to San Fran this summer and got to watch her live, got to watch Taylor Swift live in concert in the Eras Tour. And wow, was I blown away. I had so much fun, as one always does at a concert. But there's something really special about Taylor Swift. Am I going to jump on the bandwagon of Taylor Swift like everyone else seems to be doing? Oh yeah, girlfriend. For me, one of the people that one of my kids brought into my world that really was not somebody on my radar in the early days was Taylor Swift. My oldest daughter introduced her to me, possibly in Taylor Swift's Fearless era, but likely in her Speak Now era, at a time when it wasn't just Taylor who was transitioning into adolescence and adulthood, innocence and understanding. It was my oldest daughter too. FYI, I wouldn't have guessed it way back then, but I can genuinely say it's been enchanting to meet you, Taylor. To watch her grow and mature, to watch her come into her own, to fearlessly declare herself as the uniquely creative person she is, to speak confidently, though sometimes self-deprecatingly, to really own who she is and who she was meant to be on this planet. It has been remarkable to see her rise and even to watch her become the nominee for the presidential ticket. Okay, that hasn't happened yet. Swifties, unite! I'm pretty sure y'all can get her there. Taylor Swift has tangibly influenced my homeschool and my homeschool mom life. And today, I want to share with you 13 ways she can influence and inspire you in your homeschool and your homeschool mom life too. Boom, boom, boom. So are you ready for it? Okay, number one. Taylor Swift continues to be relatable despite her successes and acclaim. She writes stuff that's relatable, of course. She takes cues from her fans, re-releasing songs like All Too Well because the fans demanded it. She listens to her fans. Connecting with Swifties through friendship bracelets, through benefits and random photo ops and actually interacting with real Swiftie fans on social media. I'm sure you have a story about how she's connected to her fans too. I think we can take a cue from her and how she remains relatable. Our goal is to create opportunities or ways to relate with our kids. That can be grabbing a kiddo to join you to go grocery shopping and then tack a trip on at the end to head to the boba shop, or letting your oldest kiddo stay up with you to watch a movie once a week, Or it can mean planning a trip to see the Eras Tour in concert as the one last hurrah with your nearly to be launched kiddo, as I did this past summer. Let's take a cue from Taylor Swift to continue connecting with our kids, to make that our priority, to look at them eyeball to eyeball regularly, despite our long to-do list. Ask them who they are, what they want, how they think, and what matters to them. Make connection your most important homeschool intention. Boom, boom, boom. Number two, the second way that Taylor Swift can inspire your homeschool life: plant Easter eggs and surprise and delight in your homeschool routine, just like Taylor plants Easter eggs and surprises and delights her fans. You know how she puts hints on her album covers to hint at a song or when an album will be released, like Midnights at Midnight? We can do unexpected fun things like that with our homeschool kids too. We can plan surprise no homeschool days. Or on the 100th day of your typical homeschool routine, you can plan a 100-day party. When you're having a family birthday, take off the entire day to celebrate. Or plan a field trip that the child would love. Every April Fool's Day, we can tell our kids that there's no homeschool that day. By the way, I did that, but then we would still homeschool. April Fool's! We can take the entire month of December and bake every day, sit around the fire with games and books, and learn that learning happens whether you plan for it or not. We can hereby declare that Fridays are for fun, fun Fridays, and plan those activities. They are not catch-up days on Fridays. Surprise and delight your kids. Boom, boom, boom. Are you ready for it? The third way Taylor Swift can inspire your homeschool life. Taylor Swift reminds you that you can be assured that your kids belong with you. Taylor says it best. She reassures your homeschool mama heart that your five-year-old child belongs with you. Okay, possibly I'm like misinterpreting the intention behind these lyrics, but it makes complete sense to me when I listen to her song lyrics from You Belong With Me. She says, "Think I know where you belong? Think I know it's with me? Can't you see that I'm the one who understands you? Been here all along, so why can't you see you belong with me?" I'm interpreting that right, don't you think? P.S. As an aside, I learned this past weekend that Taylor Swift did homeschool work in her grade 11 and 12 years on the floor of airport terminals. Boom, boom, boom. Number four, the fourth way Taylor Swift can inspire our homeschool lives. She directly impacted my life, and here's how. Taylor Swift can teach us about writing. Here's how. So first of all, she directly impacted my homeschool family life because Hannah, our oldest daughter, named our fuzzy gray barn kitten after Taylor Swift's kitty Meredith. But a concept that might pertain to you would be this. I found it challenging to offer traditional homeschool activities for my oldest daughter for various reasons. I leaned into child-led learning because I needed to and I knew it. And these unschool principles that I discovered seemed revolutionary but brilliant and useful in this context. It was hard to make things educationally relevant for this kiddo. So I did this because I saw that she liked her independence pretty early and she was easily overwhelmed by noise and activities amongst the others of us in our home. So sometimes she would just retreat to her room to do her formal studies. She wrote many things, but Taylor Swift's lyrics were amongst the masses, plastered to her teenage bedroom wall. She'd be the last kid to complete an IEW curriculum or Rodden Staff textbook. Ain't no way those books are written for this kid. Yet she was the kiddo who was compelled to write unconventional things, like a whole lot of Taylor Swift lyrics on homemade posters plastered to her teenage pink walls. Those handmade posters are long gone, but I imagine there were posters of these lyrics, like Taylor Swift's Fearless. And I don't know how it gets better than this. You take my hand and drag me head first, fearless. And I don't know why, but with you I dance in a storm in my best dress, fearless. Or Taylor Swift's lyric from Speak Now. Now I'm standing alone in a crowded room and we're not speaking and I'm dying to know, is it killing you like it's killing me? Yeah, I don't know what to say since the twist of fate when it all broke down and the story of us looks a lot like a tragedy now. And I know she wouldn't have hung the following lyric on her wall, but it has hung on my heart since she was really little. Your little hands wrapped around my finger, and it's so quiet in the world tonight. Your little eyelids flutter 'cause you're dreaming, so I tuck you in, turn on your favorite nightlight. To you, everything's funny. You got nothing to regret. I'd give all I have, honey, if you could stay like that. Oh, darling, don't you ever grow up. Don't you ever grow up. Just stay this little. Oh, darling, don't you ever grow up. Don't you ever grow up. If it could stay this simple. I won't let nobody hurt you. Won't let no one break your heart. And no one will desert you. Just try never to grow up. Did I just expose you to my Taylor Swift rendition? Yeah, I did, because I'm fearless. Boom, boom, boom. Number five, the fifth way Taylor Swift can inspire your homeschool life. To let go of your well-intended homeschool plans. As you've heard, in the beginning of my homeschool years, I enjoyed me a nice Susan Wise Bowers well-trained mind, and I tried to put that entire book into action every year for almost 4 years. But what I don't tell you is that I do the formal academics, but I'm also lacing it in with some formal extracurriculars, including the violin. I said to my children, my two oldest at the time, you may choose a violin or piano. You decide. You shall be practicing 15 to 30 minutes every day, as we do the violin and the piano. I will tell you, this was well intended. So if any of you are in the same boat that I was then, this is not a statement of you shouldn't be doing it, but I'll tell you, I was doing it because I had determined this was the right way to do it. Partly because I saw something about brain development and how it would benefit brain development for children, and there's no question that it would, and no question that it's a benefit. However, it was definitely challenging for my kids to practice every single day. And one of them, who is so obviously named in this post, made it very clear, abundantly clear, that she did not want to play violin anymore. It took me a bit to really consider, is it worth it? Because I could see that the way that the practice was approached, it wasn't really all that beneficial to the learning. So what was the point in me renting a violin, paying for an expensive violin teacher to teach my children, someone that was a delight in our homeschool realm? I really enjoyed his presence in our family at the time. He was the concert master at the local symphony. And he had a couple kids not much younger than my own. And I thought to myself, we must keep him in our homeschool sphere. He is a delight and he knows how to teach and he's brilliant and lovely. And I must have him in our homeschool world. And wouldn't it be amazing if our children learned how to play violin? Because of course, it just is amazing. And yet, she really, really, really didn't want to. So I went to the concertmaster and I said, the violin teacher, and I said to him, what would you do? And he said, I'd let her stop. And I said, really? Okay. And then I did. I was thinking to myself, but wouldn't it be delightful though if I forced it so that she would always have a musical ability, she would have the capacity to play an instrument. Guess what? She did stop. And though there were many beautiful melodies and even more beautiful photos taken of my kids at different concerts and performances, and it was a delight to be in that world, she was happier not having to practice every single day for at least 15 to 30 minutes. And guess what happened 6 months later? Out of the blue, she said, "Mom, do you think I could learn how to play guitar?" "Yeah. Yeah. You want to learn how to play an instrument? Okay." So we returned to lessons, to guitar lessons. Not the same way, not with a classical teacher. In fact, somebody that was very casual and helped her learn, amongst other artists, a few pieces from Taylor Swift. And this is what she played in her bedroom, is beautiful, sweet melodies. Boom, boom, boom. Are you ready for it? Number six, the sixth way Taylor Swift can inspire your homeschool life. Taylor Swift reminds me how homeschooling, how mothering can make me feel. You know her song 22? "I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 22. Definitely not. I'm like almost 52. But everything will be all right if you keep me next to you. You don't know about me, but I bet you want to. Everything will be all right if we just keep dancing like we're 22. It's been a couple years since I've been 22. Brilliantly, my oldest daughter happens to be 22 as I'm sharing this. But what I take away from these song lyrics is you get to feel young and alive and playful and present and curious. And you get to decide how you homeschool and why. And you have an opportunity to enjoy your kids' childhood as you are essentially reliving your own. You're enjoying it. You get to feel young, alive, playful, present, and curious. At least you get to if you choose to. So decide how you want to feel in your homeschool life. Boom, boom, boom. Are you ready for it? Number seven. And this one's kind of not fun. This one's all about anti-hero. This is actually one of my favorite songs. Here's my bracelet. I don't remember if I made this one. I don't think so. I think I made the bejeweled one. Partly because it's made out of those impressionist colors of blues and greens and pale impressionist painting colors. But I think I might have, maybe my daughter made the folklore bracelet, and it's got these little brown wooden beads, and I just like the natural look. And then I think someone traded me one of these bracelets for anti-hero. I don't know. There's a lot of trading going on that day. I had no idea, even before we were going, how much people would be invested in being communal at this concert. It was amazing. It really was. It was so amazing. Random people I've never met before in beautiful beads. I, on the other hand, do not have anything with sequins. Not anymore. Not anything I fit, anyways. But I do have a red and white dress and bright mannequin red lipstick. And that's what I wore to this Taylor Swift concert. And my Taylor Swift bracelets. My friendship bracelets. Anti-hero. I think this song's lyrics is brilliant. Love it. And I know that it means different things for different people. And in fact, I think the meaning behind a lot of Taylor Swift's lyrics obviously mean what they mean based on what her experience is. But with all literary work, it's up for interpretation. And I like Taylor Swift as a writer. Obviously not with that kind of renown, but with the intention behind my writing is always for people to receive what they need to receive. And I'm really clear that that's Taylor Swift's general approach to all of her work, that she's there to help encourage or to inspire us, or I don't know what you'd say, but she's doing something, and it's not just about putting her words on the paper. She knows there's impact there. And she knows, as I know, and most writers know, that interpretation of our written work is up for interpretation. And so here I am, homeschool mom, interpreting the anti-hero lyrics. like this one. Hi, I'm the problem. It's me. At tea time, everybody agrees. I'll stare directly at the sun, but never in the mirror. It must be exhausting, always rooting for the anti-hero. So when I first hear that at first glance, when I don't really know the details of this song, this is my experience and interpretation. Sometimes we homeschool mamas are stuck in our perspective or mindset because we're not really looking to see what the bigger picture is. We're not looking to become wiser homeschool moms. We stare in the mirror and do not see the reflection reflecting back at us. I'm the problem, it's me. At poetry tea time, everybody agrees. I'm the problem in my homeschool. My perspective is influencing how happy everybody is in my homeschool. How I'm showing up, it's me. That's my interpretation. What do you think? So I think sometimes the anti-hero might be us working against ourselves. And sometimes we need to stare in the mirror and not directly at the sun to recognize that perhaps we need to look at what's going on inside of us, where we need to grow, where we need to learn, so we can show up on purpose in our homeschool and lives. And thanks for humoring my reinterpretation. Boom, boom, boom. Number 8. Taylor Swift reminds us not to care what other people think about our homeschool choice. Okay, again, wild and massively creative interpretation here, but I'm 100% certain Taylor Swift wasn't talking about our homeschool choice, and yet I want to encourage you to let this theme song ring in your mind when you are discouraged that others aren't supporting you in this out-of-the-box life and family choice. You do you, girlfriend. Decide why you're homeschooling and do it on your own terms, for your own reasons. Then when others boo you at Thanksgiving, quiz your kids at Christmas and remember this. Cause when players gonna play, 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 and he's gonna hey, 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 I'm gonna shake, 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 shake it off, shake it off, woo, woo. Can I do that? Did everybody turn this off? Okay, I'll keep going. Are you ready for it? Number 9. Taylor Swift teaches us to take on the conflict to become ourselves, to determine who we are, and to assert this person, the one we were born to be on this planet. Taylor Swift specifically re-recorded and republished her previous albums to regain control of her recordings and music catalog. Girlfriend, she is a good old-fashioned pioneer who contributed to empowering women in leadership by setting an example of reclaiming ownership and control over her creative work, challenging industry norms, and advocating for artists' rights in a male-dominated music industry. You know what she says? And look what you made me do. I don't like your little games. Don't like your tilted stage, the role you made me play of the fool. No, I don't like you. I don't like your perfect crime, how you laugh when you lie. You said the gun was mine. Isn't cool. No, I don't like you. But I got smarter. I got harder in the nick of time. So where do you need to reclaim ownership of your life, your creativity, challenge cultural norms, and advocate for the specific kids in your homeschool to become who they were meant to be on this planet? Boom, 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 number 10. On the weekend, I discovered the most remarkable commencement speech shared by her. In her NYU 2022 commencement speech, as she received her doctor in fine arts, so you know she's Dr. Taylor Swift, she shares these inspiring words. We are led by our gut instincts, our intuition, our desires, our fears, our scars, and our dreams. You will screw it up sometimes, and so will I. And when I screw it up, you will most likely hear about it on the internet. Hard things will happen to us. We'll recover and learn from it. We'll grow more resilient because of it. And as long as we're fortunate to breathe, we will breathe in, Breathe through, breathe deep, and breathe out. And since I'm a doctor now, I know how breathing works. Beautifully said. You can inspire my homeschool life times 1,000, Taylor. The 11th way Taylor Swift can inspire your homeschool life. She shares this life principle: catch and release. Know what to keep, what to release. You can't carry all the things. You can't carry all the grudges, all the world events, and all the enviable homeschool Instagram accounts. Just let them go. Catch and release. She says in that NYU commencement speech, "I know I look like a consummate optimist, but I'm not. I lose perspective all the time. And I know what it's like to live a life through a lens of perfectionism." Can you relate, homeschool mom? In your life, you will inevitably misspeak, trust the wrong person, underreact, overreact, hurt the people who didn't deserve it, overthink, not think at all, self-sabotage, create a reality where only your experience exists, ruin perfectly good moments for yourself and others, deny any wrongdoing, not take the steps to make it right, feel very guilty, let the guilt eat at you, hit rock bottom, and finally address the pain you caused. Try to do better next time, then rinse and repeat. We would be served to take those words every morning like a pill. And the 13th way that Taylor Swift inspires our homeschool life. Thank you for reminding us, Taylor Swift, that there is a season for everything. And you share that in that commencement speech. There'll be times in your life where you need to stand up for yourself. Times when the right thing to do is back down and apologize. Times when the right thing is to fight. There are times when the right thing is to turn and run. Times to hold on with all you have. And times to let go with grace. Sometimes the right thing to do is to throw out the old school of thought in the name of progress and reform. Sometimes the right thing to do is to sit and listen to the wisdom of those who have come before us. How will you know what the right choice is in these crucial moments? She tells it like it is. You won't. But there is a time for everything. So how can Taylor Swift inspire our homeschool lives? She can teach us valuable life lessons such as embracing individuality, being unapologetically oneself, and navigating our own paths to make choices that align with our values, just as she has in her music career. If you have thoughts on how Taylor Swift has inspired you in your homeschool life, I want to hear about it. Find me on Facebook at the Homeschool Mama Support Group or in Instagram at the Homeschool Mama Self-Care account. I'd love to hear from you. And if you'd like to join me for a Taylor Swift Eras Tour sing-along on Friday, 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time at the Homeschool Mom Room, you will discover that I was just kidding. We're not going to sing. But you're welcome to join me. I'd love to meet you. If this podcast was an encouragement for you, would you share it with someone you know would benefit from it? And would you consider sharing a review on Spotify, Apple, or any podcast player? Until next week, I want for you and your homeschool kids to turn your homeschool challenges into your homeschool charms. You got this, girlfriend.